from some of the artifacts that have been found here, there were Native Americans that went back to 600 to 1000 AD that probably came here to worship the Great Spirit. It just feels like a cathedral.
I'm Marilyn Reinhardt. I live at Rockbridge, Wisconsin, just north of Richland Center, where there's a beautiful, beautiful park, the Pier Natural Bridge Park, a 20-acre park. We're seeing the west branch of the Pine River that comes through the rock. Now we're going to walk through the tunnel where we'll be able to see the same river from the west side. We're in the middle of the tunnel right now. Very dark, but there's light on each end of the tunnel. We're walking into a wooded area with a narrow mowed path. We're going up some steps now. When I was a little girl and we went to Grandma's house from the farm, we always went on the Indian steps. So we're on top of a 50-foot rock cliff. There are lots of white pine and hardwoods. As we look to the northwest, the cliff goes for maybe a mile, but narrows down to, when it comes to the little village of Rockbridge, maybe 30, 40 feet thick. This is just a piece of the whole Driftless area. This is sandstone, not limestone. It was predating that. The kids in Rockbridge would help us to drive the sheep through this valley and along the rock cliffs up to the farm. Great-grandpa built the house across the way here when he came back from the Civil War, and my grandma lived her entire life, for the most part, in that house. We're seeing the Natural Bridge store, which my parents had built. We can look down the valley.
I'm Angie Kaufman. I live right next to the wonderful rock here. It's especially pretty in the wintertime, and the icicles are hanging from the rock. It's just a very beautiful place to live. It does remind me of the greatness and power of God. Like a verse says, that He is the rock of my salvation.
There's something written in General Atkinson's journal from the Black Hawk War, that this was the place where the Native Americans came to worship the Great Spirit.
I believe this rock was probably put here right after the flood. If you look at it right, you can almost see ocean waves in the form of the rock.
Ocean waves and wind, the force of the wind.
It just kind of resembles all that, just in the rock. It's not.
The rock cliffs are from the ancient seas from 450 to 600 million years ago. I think back to when my great-great-grandparents might have been walking on the same paths. There's not much of a footprint left. There won't be much of my footprint left in a few years. But the rocks will always be the same.